This weekend, about 12,000 people will drive out on Lake Winnebago's frozen surface in search of an ancient fish. They will sit in dark, windowless shacks and stare into door-sized holes in the ice. And they will wait. And wait. Wait to see a dark, torpedo-shaped shadow in the water. Wait to throw a 7-foot spear and wrestle with a 150-pound fish. Sometimes they wait season after season and never see a thing. Spearing lake sturgeon is a sport that requires a lot of patience. It's like lying on your back in a fireplace and looking up into the chimney, waiting to shoot a duck that happens to fly by.
Hey, there comes one. Oh, that's big enough. I would say get the spear.
All right.
He's just coming.
All that patience seems fitting for a fish that's been on Earth for at least 150 million years. Sturgeon are special. They can live to be over 100 years old, and the females don't begin reproducing until they are in their mid-20s. Sturgeon survived whatever it was that did in the dinosaurs. They've also survived everything that we humans have dished out for them. Throughout the Great Lakes region, dams and pollution made it difficult for lake sturgeon to swim up rivers to spawn. In the late 1800s, overfishing nearly wiped them out entirely. People wanted their eggs. Rinsed and salted, sturgeon eggs become caviar. In 1895, Oconto County alone shipped 2,000 pounds of caviar to markets in Germany. Today, the number of lake sturgeon in Lake Michigan is just 1% of what it used to be. And sturgeon populations all over the world are struggling. But the story is much different in Lake Winnebago. Today, it's home to the largest population of lake sturgeon in the world. That's something that we Wisconsinites can be proud of. Over 100 years ago, conservationists began lobbying to protect lake sturgeon. Today, scientists from Russia, Iran, and China come to Wisconsin to study these fish. And every winter, people from all over Wisconsin come to spear them. It's been that way for as long as people have lived here. Early French settlers learned to spear sturgeon through the ice from the Menominee Indians. They cut holes in the ice and dangled fish decoys into the water. Then they laid on their stomachs with blankets over their heads. The decoys attracted the sturgeon. They're very curious fish. The blankets made it easier to see the dim light of the water. Today, most people prefer to spear in a heated shanty. But much has remained the same. Handmade decoys coax sturgeon to the water's surface, and handmade spears pierce through their flesh. Friends and family get together to celebrate a successful season and to feast on smoked sturgeon, just like their grandparents and great-grandparents did before them.
He's coming pretty good. I think you can take him. Go ahead, spear him. Yep. You got him.